I like about marijuana is that, believe it or not, I do not feel doped up all the time. I actually feel less sleepy and more alert than with the other opiates, which I also take.
Bernadette is 54 years old and has advanced stage cancer. She receives at-home hospice, trying to control chronic pain. But for about the last year, she's been getting significant relief from medical marijuana.
It's probably about $200 a month. And quite frankly, I would not be able to afford this if I didn't have somebody that covers the expense for me. Or I would take a lot less rather than what's prescribed to me.
I would highly recommend it. I can't imagine not doing it now.
For years, Diane has suffered from chronic pain from migraines and fibromyalgia. At 61 years old, she's tried everything for relief, even traveling to Chicago to have a spinal cord stimulator implanted, with not much luck. Then, about 9 months ago, her pain doctor certified her for medical marijuana.
My fibro pain has diminished at least 50% or even more. The migraines, I have days that are like a pain level of 1 or 2 rather than 4 or 5 out of 10. And it keeps getting better.
The key, she says, is getting the right ratio of THC to CBD. It's the THC in marijuana that's used mostly to relieve pain. And yes, it gets you high, while CBD is prescribed mostly to control inflammation and has no high.
I have a high CBD tincture that I use twice a day, and then I have a higher THC tincture that I take when I have a migraine. The tinctures go for like 60 a bottle, so I might go 3 bottles a month. So it's like 180 right there.
The medicinal marijuana has a 5% to 35% THC ratio, whereas hemp can't contain more than 0.3% of THC.
Nurse practitioner Donna Reese says she's been able to get patients off opiates in a month or two by switching them to medical marijuana. She certifies about 15 to 20 patients a week for use.
In order to get CBD, the effectiveness, you have to have the medical marijuana portion of it because it doesn't come from the seeds and the stems. It comes from the plant itself. So they're grown differently. They're cultivated differently.
CBD reports many fewer side effects than THC and is available without a prescription, at retail outlets or online, and without registering with the state. So its popularity has been growing quickly. But there's no standardization among CBD and THC products unless they're purchased at a dispensary, and they accept cash only.
I can give the patient the ratios that I want them to have, or I can defer that to the pharmacist. Then he can help them get the product that's right for their condition.
Still, like any drug, marijuana comes with cautions.
Sometimes it causes short-term memory loss. Sometimes it impairs your cognitive ability. And if you smoke it and it's going in your lungs, it's going to somehow damage your lung tissue.
Doctor of nursing practice Nefi Elmanowski is a veteran who used to be a primary care provider until a brain and spinal injury. She says using medical marijuana has allowed her to work a few days a week certifying patients.
I would say it's definitely better than being on other opioid, but it does carry some risk of abuse and addiction. Sometimes, you know, you have to be careful when you're driving and things like that because you don't want to be under the influence.
What's really important, she says, is research on how it works in the body. Elmanowski says the federal government's classification of marijuana as a Schedule 1 controlled substance is preventing that.
That's what's missing, is ongoing research, which allows us to find out the mechanism, the function, you know, how it's transmitted in the brain, how it works. But we know that it helps.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.